CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. Asking you, for the third time since the holidays, is your tree still up? No judgment if it is, at least not too much, as technically you have until Candlemas on February 2nd to take it down. So just mark your calendar. If it's still up by then, it's likely at least some judgment from your fellow humans, and perhaps me, may be the consequence. And speaking of cultural traditions and mores which trigger judgment when not followed or observed, have you heard about house burping? Well, if you were German, you'd know all about it. Stubluften is the very German practice of opening windows fully, never just cracked, for 5 to 10 minutes, 2 to 4 times a day. Even in winter, even when the outside temps regularly hit 20 to 30 below, to air out the mold. Do you feel cold just listening to this? How about inconvenienced? Imagine stopping what you're doing several times a day to run through your house, opening, waiting, then closing all the windows. Yikes! And you risk more than judgment if you don't do it, as you can have rather severe legal ramifications. Often written into renter leases, you can be held legally liable if mold appears in your rental and you've not been practicing proper Stubluften. Of course, these days, many buildings have air exchangers, so it's now not always necessary, which is good, because even though Germans are very strict about Stubluften, they really dislike drafts. And speaking of drafty windows, in the Netherlands, it's the custom for curtains to stay open, especially at night. It conveys honesty and normalcy. Closing them makes everyone wonder what you are hiding, which is in stark contrast to Botswana, where it is impolite to leave your curtains open at night. Doing so might mean you are bragging, obviously wanting everyone to look in and see all your fabulous possessions. Why are open curtains bragging in one culture and hiding things in another? Why are opening winter windows wasting heat in Canada and a matter of practically legislated health in Germany? The best answer is, it's cultural. Their rules, because people agreed over centuries and based on collective experience and perspective, that this is how we stay healthy, show respect, and avoid the wrath of elves. Yes, you heard me right. The wrath of elves. Bet you thought that they just live in the North Pole making toys for Santa. Well, you are forgiven for believing such childish lore, but now it's time to grow up and face the reality that elves live in rocks in Iceland. And this is why they often hire huldufólk consultants before building anything to determine if elven rocks are present, and if they are, what should be done about it. The choices usually include negotiating with the elves, building around the boulder, or even just building elsewhere. And it's not just lore. It's well known that construction without huldufólk consultation can result in unexplained calamities and delays. As the Icelanders say, we don't say elves exist. We say we don't know that they don't exist. And that's why known elf boulders are literally protected by law. And there are countless other traditions that seem odd if you didn't grow up there. Competitive wife carrying in Finland, asking what your blood type is instead of your sign in South Korea, apologizing to furniture in England, and oh yes, putting ice in absolutely every liquid in the States, something the rest of the world thinks is quite odd. Why do we do it? Well, the answer is simple. We can, so we do. Though, it's maybe because employing those smaller, newfangled refrigeration units back in the day felt like progress, and we Americans love progress. So ice it is, everywhere, all the time. So whether you're showering the expected 2 to 4 times a day in Brazil, refusing to serve cappuccino after 11 a.m. in Italy, or refraining from recycling glass on Sundays in Switzerland, it turns out that we humans are collective meaning-making machines, turning the practical, the sacred, and sometimes even the silly into what's known as our culture, practiced daily, defended casually, and questioned only when it's someone else's weird tradition. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.